And here we go. Today is Thursday, therefore it must be the Judith Conrad program. How exciting is that? I get real excited when I get ready to do a radio program or my TV program. It was interesting that today there were 1,000 things that were going on that could have taken my attention away from being on the radio. I could have gone to an event here in Eugene that had 800 and some people networking like crazy in their businesses. And yet I knew exactly what my priority was. I knew exactly where I was to be. And so as I was determined, as I was confident in where I was, and that came from a deep place within. And I'm every time I would flash over to where many of my friends were, I would stay very constant in where I belonged, what I was here to do. So many places to go, so many things to take our attention off of what our calling is. And so today, I want you to think of today as the first and the last day of your life. If this were the first day, that would indicate that you are at the beginning. There's history behind you, and yet the history is moot. It doesn't make any difference because you are beginning anew as if you have never taken a breath on this planet before. And maybe this is your first time on this planet, because many of us have been on other planets in other lifetimes, which brings me to the place of other lifetimes, past lifetimes. And being in another lifetime, you bring so much to the table. You as a light worker, and I know people who watch this, listen to this program, who listen to the station, many of you are light workers, and you are here to make a difference on the airwaves. So if this were the first day of your life, you would be in a place of awe. You would be stopping to smell the roses because you wouldn't know what a rose was. And you would be in this place of identifying the new, of identifying things and experiences and feelings that you've never had before. Were this the last day of your life, would you be content with what you have done, with where you have been, and what you have accomplished? Could you say, well, I coulda, and I shoulda, and I woulda? would you go through all of that? Would you be ready to do a recap of your life and what brought you to where you are? It's pretty much, I think it was a couple years ago, I went to a class reunion. Well, there's nothing like a class reunion to get you to stop and look to see what you have accomplished, where you've been, what you have done. Because they want to know. And it's usually in great joy and love that they want to know what you've done and how you've done it and where do you think you're going from that point on. So the first and last day of your life, and I like that. All right. So my slogan for tonight is peace, love, and radio. And I have a button to prove it. Peace, love, and radio. Isn't that fun? I went to a convention for the National Broadcasters Association in San Francisco. And I was able to get in attendance to that. And I received the button that says peace, love, and radio. Well, I can say also peace, love, and life. Peace, love, and TV. Peace, love, and living. Peace, love, and the first day of my life. The first two, very important, to be at peace, no matter what is happening. And there are many people in chaos and many people in crisis. And that has been my specialty, it seems like, the last month or two, of helping people out of crisis. When you can look and say that I am at peace and I am in love and I am in joy, that means that you're doing the right thing. You're being the right thing. And that's pretty wonderful if you'll ask me. All right. So crisis, chaos. If you're in crisis or chaos, you might want to give me a call and email me and I can get back to you and let you know how I can help you. And so here we go. We have the summer solstice coming up on the it's coming right up. Let's see. It's coming up on the 21st, I believe. We have a new moon in Cancer on the 22nd. Okay, Cancer. Those new birthdays coming in. If you are a Cancer, you are Cancer the Crab, and that goes from June the 22nd to July the 22nd. And so it is a water element. And Cancer, the crab, is one of the very intuitive signs, as is Scorpio, as is Pisces. And they are all water signs. So its ruler, the ruler of Cancer, is the moon. Okay, so the moon, for me, the moon represents the hidden. Now, when you watch a crab at the beach, for those of you who get to go to the beach quite often, you watch the crab go down the beach, and they literally sidestep all the way across. They don't go direct. So if you know any Cancers, Cancer the crabs, between July the 22nd and July the 22nd, June 22nd to July 22nd, notice how sometimes to succeed they will sidestep, sidestep, sidestep. So it's interesting to watch that with our fellow Cancer people. And the key phrase for a Cancer is I feel. And the key word is devotion. If you want to know what part of the body that is affected most in Cancer the crab would be the breast, the stomach, and the upper lobes of the liver. Now let's look at some of the characteristics of a Cancer. And I have a couple relatives and dear, dear friends. And the first word for the positive is tenacious, intuitive, maternal, domestic, sensitive, retentive, helpful, sympathetic, emotional, patriotic, good memory, and traditional. Another positive attribute of a Cancer the crab is that they are fabulous healers. I still have a friend. She's on the other side now, Madge in the city, San Francisco. And together we used to team up to do some healings on different people that we knew that were having some physical difficulties or even emotional difficulties. So I say, Madge, you are fabulous. It was fun working with you. Now, some of the negative characteristics of Cancer the crab, born between June 22nd and July 22nd, they can be brooding, they can be touchy, too easily hurt, they can be negative, they can be manipulative, they can be too cautious, they can be lazy, they can be selfish, and they can be sorry for themselves. So you see, we have the good and the bad. We have the first day and the last day, so we have the opposite, the polar things going on right now. Okay, summer solstice coming up. Whatever we have manifested since the winter solstice, which was about the middle of December, when we entered the winter solstice, about the 21st or 22nd, I believe, whatever we've manifested since that time, now is a good time. With this summer solstice, it is to nourish and provide some kind of structure, some kind of supportive structure for whatever we have created from the winter solstice through the summer solstice. Now, we've had the spring solstice, which has brought us new beginnings. It has brought us the planting of the seeds. And now with the summer solstice, we want to nourish, give the garden fertilizer, water it, and provide some kind of structure for, the tomatoes and cucumbers to grow on, and something for the peas to climb on so that they don't just fall and lie on the ground where they can be stepped on. We want them to climb. We want our ideas. We want our manifestations to grow and to get up to the sun, get out to the, so that it is showing. Now, when you're looking at whatever has been created, we have two powers that we can really look at. I'm going to call in the sun, the great central sun from which we were created, the great central sun from which this earth receives its nourishment, from which it receives its structures, from which it receives its support. We have the power of magnetization to draw toward us only that which we desire. So if we desire to draw to us ease and grace and fun and joy, that's one of the things we can do. Looking at the sun, it doesn't do anything except to radiate, which is the second part of this. We can magnetize things to us. The second part is to radiate that which we wish to give forth to bless life. Because whatever we're doing in our spiritual path and on our spiritual path, we are here to magnetize to us that which we desire And we are to then radiate that which we have received so that we're blessing people, someone, something, some organization, some group of people. So there's these two things going on. The sun, magnetizing and radiating. So I think that this is something for you also. As you're doing that, I want you to look at these two forces and to be positive about it. If we attract something we don't desire, that means someplace within us, there's something that is attracting that. If we attract lack, that means that there's something within us that it could be tweaked, it could be cleared. So we are to stay constant in whatever desire and purpose we are here to create. Oh, this is really great. So with our spiritual foundation of magnetizing and radiating is to be in a constant state of listening. And this is a listening grace. It's like when we have a seeing grace. Our eyes become fuzzy. You can now see nothing really in focus. Your eyes go out of focus. And now your peripheral vision, you can almost see behind you. I would say the majority of you are able to see behind you. You're able to see what is to the side of you, above you, below you, underneath, above, and all around you. This is your spiritual foundation, which is magnetizing and radiating. Now, this listening grace is to amplify our ears, and this isn't just the physical ears. Just as with the eyes, I asked you to take them out of focus so that you're really only seeing the periphery, or you're seeing the fuzzy things out in front of you, imagining what is behind you. So with the listening grace, you are listening at a deeper level. You're listening to the sounds that are coming from the universe, from the totality. You're listening to the sounds that are coming from outer space. You're listening to the sounds that are coming from other galaxies. And for many of us, we are hearing sounds that are so familiar. We've heard these sounds before because we've been on Sirius. We've been in the Pleiades. And for the majority of us, we are hearing a higher calling that we have heard before. And now we're hearing it for the umpteenth time, which is a large number. This higher calling is involved in the listening grace, in the seeing grace, in the knowing grace, in the tasting grace, in the touching grace, in the feeling grace. It is about hearing and listening at this deeper level and at the higher level, which evokes a higher calling. And this is about serving the presence within. For many, this is the mighty I Am presence. And will you answer the call? Because the call, the clarion call, is going out right here, right now. For many of you, you've heard it, and you're just not quite sure whether you're willing to step up to the plate and really go for it. So, this is the calling here. As a teacher, you're being asked to teach where the student begins. So as you, the spiritual teacher, you're looking for the students that are available and ready to begin. And that's what I'm looking at. Now, I've been doing some very deep work here. And I'm asking that my students make themselves available. And of course, if they're not in my area, we have teleconference, we have Skype. And we're asking that these people allow the divine energy of life to create through themselves. We can read books, we can listen to radio programs, we can do all of this wonderful stuff. Ultimately, we're being asked to go within to this divine energy of life and to create through our wisdom that we brought to this planet, to this lifetime? And who has the will to answer this? And this person, or this student, or this one, knows the true value of the emotions. They are not afraid to show their emotions. It is what it is, and the denial of emotions many times will cut us off from our intuitiveness, because as a clairsentient, I'm a clairsentient. I feel. I feel what is going on many times with the whole audience out there. If I shut down my emotions and I am not listening to my emotions and what is I'm feeling about such and such a situation, then I will miss information about the universe, about something that could be of value to you. And the one that I am looking at and talking about goes beyond known science. Science is what it is, and it is here to prove or to disprove. And we're looking at someone who is willing to go beyond the known science, to expand and to explore to some other place, some other peoples who might know more, and to accept or at least to entertain the possibility of something that goes beyond our known science. And we're talking about someone, and these are all of you out there. These are you're the ones I'm talking about. You're able to use your voice as a tool to raise that which has stopped. If something has been curtailed, something that was in motion has been stopped, you're able to use your voice as a tool. Now, this sounds a lot like a magician, doesn't it? And actually, the word I'm using is aetherogist. Now, most people have never heard of that. I could say magician. This goes so much beyond, because you out there are the aetherogist. You are the magician. You are the one who has all of these qualities. And you allow magic beyond the known beliefs of the moment to unfold. Because magic is that intention that wants to happen. And if we can go beyond the known beliefs and into the possibilities of what could be, which means that you're going beyond the norm, beyond what is the ordinary. Because all of you out there, I know that you know more than you've ever known before, and it's time for you to write that down. Are you willing to answer to that call, to be able to go beyond the known beliefs? So the surge just moves with God. Yes, with God or spirit or source. Everyone has a different name for it. There, and so God is the overpowering energy. And I always like what J.J. Hertek talks about with the God beyond our God and that God beyond the God that is beyond our God. It's a wonderful concept. And so we're looking and we're moving with God as a lover, as a companion, as a friend, our buddy. So God, a lot of people say, yeah, sure, you're going to treat God like a buddy. Well, that's what my God asked me to do, to be in relationship with him, her, and for me it can be a feminine energy also. And also, as the magician, as the therapist, as the all-knowing, you are here to protect life eternal. Not just the life of this moment, life eternal from the past, the present, and the future. Doesn't that bring it into a different concept? Life eternal. Because we live eternally. Just because we drop the body does not mean our soul is going to be dropped. Our soul continues on eternally. fun. I like all of these concepts. It makes me very happy. Okay. So you're all, the Thurgist also balances life with God and the air principle. And the air principle is the mental. It is about play, mental play. The fire principle is about rest. And the water principle is about, let me go back here. The air principle is play. The fire principle is rest. The water principle is work is the earth principle. I got those all mixed up. Well, that's okay. Because we have earth, air, fire, water. And when we can work with the earth energy, we can work with the water energy, the fire energy, and the air energy. We can create magic as would a Thurgist. Now, we have another set of principles that I'd like to ask. If you're willing to step into, because these were pretty awesome, and yet are they not simple? Very simple. All right. If you're a Thurgist, you want me to spell that? I heard that. It's Thurgist. Again, that's Thurgist. Now, when I was studying the Kabbalah, we became Thurgists, which is the study of the magic. And a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah is the study of the sound, the power of the word. It is not the Kabbalah. It is the Kabbalah, Q-U-A-B-B-A-L-A-H, the Kabbalah. We study the alphabet, the colors that were associated with it, the sounds. Very interesting to be able to take someone's name. For example, the first letter of J, to take the first letter of my last name and the C, and to look at the qualities that we came to embody. So as a Kabbalist, who is involved in the power of the word, which is basically one who is a communicator, we're always seeking the truth as we're creating the power of the word. And we're transmuting the air to purify. So if we have a day that is foggy, smoggy, can you not change the quality of the air? Can you not change the quality as you are breathing it into your body? Sure you can. And you can live in the fire of change. And we're right there, right now. For many, we are in this place of just the most wonderful change. For those who are not hanging on, not trying to manipulate. And if something happens that brings us into chaos, it is an indication that there is the desire from within to change. So a Kabbalist moves as water, knowing only movement. Now just think of the water as it flows. It fills the smallest spaces. So as if you take a rock out of a stream, and we did this exercise one time at the Mystery School with Gene Houston. We took rocks out of the stream. There was a pretty healthy stream coming down, believe me. And we would take a pretty good-sized rock, and we would take it out of the stream. And then we would look and see how the water changed. And then we would go and take that same rock, and we would put it back into the water and notice how the water, and we would put it in a different place, how, again, our movement, our actions change the stream down below. So your actions and whatever you're doing right now is causing movement with someone else. So a Kabbalist is connected to the earth and yet is free of the earth. In other words, we're able to allow our duplicate body to travel in dream time. And for many, we travel to other galaxies during the evening, during our dream time, or at any other time, on call travel, I would call it. I don't have to buy a ticket for that. We can also move our spirit body to other locations because I spent quite a bit of time in Machu Picchu. I'm able to go to locations within the ruins where I know that I spent many, many lifetimes as a teacher. And I'm able to go to those places and to be in that energy. I'm able to go to Mount Shasta, which is another spiritual vortex, because I lived there for 6 years. I'm able to go to certain sites, places that the majority of people did not know about. For example, a Lemurian temple, which I many times take tourists to when I take them down on spiritual trips, to be able to stand in the center, and it's a grove of trees, to stand in the center of that sacred vortex within a huge vortex of a mountain puts me in connection with the Telosians underneath the mountain. It also connects me with the Lemurians that inhabited that area and still live under the mountain. Ooh, fun, huh? Okay. And a Coabalus lives quadripolarity, in quadripolarity. In other words, to be able to stand and to be in the spiritual realm. You got it? And then in the mental realm, with your mental body, and then your emotional body, and then the physical body. The physical body is always the last that gets impacted. So we know when something happens to us, that it has already happened on the spiritual level, on the mental, on the emotional, and then it's like a computer, like a print download. It downloads into the physical. As I'm talking about this, it's just reactivating all of the study that I did with all of this. Okay, so a Coabalus lives and teaches beyond their own needs, and yet they respect their own needs. In other words, we have to take care of ourselves. If we are tired, we need to rest. Their teachings, and so often when I'm speaking on the radio, in fact, the 99% of the time, I'm channeling information that's coming through from my higher self, coming through from quite often Saint Germain, coming through from the higher power. I've asked to be a conduit for those people who are watching and listening this program. So a Coabalus lives in the moment. Eckhart Tolle, when he wrote the book, The Power of Now, he is very connected to spirit. Spirit moves through him to get that message out, especially in the last book, which is The New Earth. I am rereading that book. It is so empowering to read it for the fifth time or sixth time. Because when we are living in the moment, we are not concerned with what is happening yesterday, 5 minutes ago. As a matter of fact, when something happens, it is important to immediately take action, because otherwise you're going to be carrying it for another 25 minutes or even longer. As he talks about the pain body, this for many becomes your story. Someone done me wrong. Well, who cares? You know, that's their problem, not mine. I take care of it immediately, and it's over, it's done with, I don't care. It's their problem, not mine. And I want you to think about that in a way that is non-ego. No ego involved in this whatsoever. Total kindness, total love, and being very, very gentle. Gentle is sometimes difficult for me as a Scorpio. I don't know if we have any Scorpio sisters out there, brothers, but Scorpios sometimes find it very challenging. And so I take as much care as I possibly can to be in the gentleness, in the lovingness, and in the kindness. Kindness, gentle, and loving. Okay, a Coabalus forgives to the third time, all including yourself. Because many times what needs to be forgiven is what our actions are or where we're coming from. And a Coabalus has and uses his or her tools for the good of humanity. I think of, what is it, Casa, where the people build houses. And they are dedicating their lives to providing a house for a family. I have a friend who trains dogs. And she takes these furry sunshine balls into hospitals. And when people have had operations or something, or they're lonesome in the hospital, she will take a full day to visit one particular hospital, and she's scheduled there to do that. The dog has been trained and has a little, you know, that outfit that they have. It is not for seeing eyes. It is for the healing of others. So you're healing through, she's healing a lot of things by taking that animal in, and she helps with the training of these animals. So this is for the good of humanity. She doesn't know these people. There's no one there in particular that she knows. Many times she will find someone she knows because Eugene isn't that large. And a Kabbalist is willing to accept that they do not have all the truths nor all of the answers. One of my philosophies is I know nothing, but God knows a whole lot. So I'm willing to accept that I can bring information through. Now, when I'm doing sessions, the most I usually do is to find out the birth information, and I will do numerology, and then I will put it into the tarot system. And I'm not particularly interested in finding out too much beforehand. When we start the session, I let Spirit take over the session because Spirit knows more than I do, and I connect with the higher power of the other person. So when you're ready to call in, and you can do that anytime, I'm just kind of wrapping up this information about a Thurgist and a Kabbalist, that you can call in, and if you want to give me your birth information, I can give you some information, or I'll just pull a card, or I'll just take your question and see what Spirit wants me to give to you. Then you become my guest. And anyone else listening will be empowered by whatever answer you are being given. And the last one I have in this list for a Kabbalist, he learns to live with resistance and to go through it. We all have some kind of a resistance to this or to that. And to be able to go through any resistance to change, because when we can accept that the change is the only thing steady and stable, then we have surrendered and we're able to go through whatever's coming up for us. So we have the two sides. We have those who are in absolute joy and glee, and because they have gone through the resistance, and then we have those who are in utter chaos, who are resisting, and they just don't quite know the way. And to be in meditation, of course, is the most wonderful thing that you can ever consider. Meditation is simply the sitting quietly until peace comes in. And as you're doing that, the power of manifestation, the power of magnetization, and then the power of radiating comes in also. And I don't try to do a mind trip when I'm doing this, and I don't beg God to say, okay, God, if you'll do this, I'll do that. That is absolutely inappropriate. Because it isn't about making a bargain or a deal with God. God is here to make sure that you're doing what you came to do, and that you are given what you ask for. According to Esther Hicks, as she channels Abraham, as soon as you get it, as soon as you ask for it, whatever, it's on its way to you. And then quite often the resistance will come up. Oh, I could never do that. If I have this much money, people are going to want they're going to want my money. You see the resistance coming up, and all of the blocks come up to be able to stop you. Okay, well, I pulled four cards for us today because I thought they're pretty good cards. So get ready. Think of your question, anything that you would like to ask. And these are answers to any questions that you may have right now. thinking of your question, I did this on my TV program, and the camera people were getting more out of it than the people who were listening on the TV program. So they asked their question silently. And the good way to ask a question is to say, give me information about. So I'm going to say, give me information about, well, I'm going to start doing some speaking at different organizations. So I want to have some information about this. Give me information about this. Okay, so the first thing is the Prince of Wands, which is to stay focused. And this is Leo the Lion. Leo the Lion is outgoing. Now, that's our next astrological sign coming up. And the lion is all fired up about moving forward. So I take that as very positive. So whatever you're deciding to do is to be very, very focused on whatever it is that you're going for. Make it intense, because this card is so intense. It has fire and passion. And the Leo the Lion is pulling a chariot. When you think about a chariot, I always go back to the Roman times. Well, this chariot, it looks like an old-fashioned Roman type. And inside of the chariot is fire. So what I get with that is whatever you've chosen to investigate is that you're only focusing on certain fire, passion, topics, only things that really get you excited. Now, on this card, it is totally illuminated. There's no darkness. There's no darkness whatsoever because it's so brilliant and bright. It's got orange color. Orange represents, for me, the spontaneity, and the golds represent the spirituality. So it's very much Leo. The lion is very much about, and people who are born under this sign are normally pretty gregarious. They're out there. They like to be seen, and they like to be heard, and they pretty much illuminate any of their problems that they might have. Now, with this Leo the Lion pulling this chariot, and you, the Prince of Wands, spiritually sitting in the chariot, you're ready to be the pioneer. You're ready to conquer new areas of your life. Now, for me, I've done speaking as a high school teacher. I was always speaking. However, there's some topic, I guess, that will be coming to me of focus, of where I'm passionate. And it's moving me toward this goal. And it must be in harmony with the will of the whole. Okay, let's take the caller. Okay.
Hello.
And who do we have?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn from Arizona, I see.
Yeah.
Evelyn, you called me before, didn't you?
I have.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling me again. So, what is the situation like now?
Oh, well, what I'm calling about tonight is actually I just got notice that I had a roommate, and she's leaving at the end of the month, and there goes my rent money, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So how do you see that panning out? Do you see me getting somebody in real quick to take her spot? Cause
do you want to do that?
Well, I have to do that. It's
you have to do that.
Yeah, I have to have, you know, that money to help pay the rent. You know what I mean?
Okay. So I just pulled another card for you. It's a Prince of Swords. Here we have another prince. See, I was talking about the Prince of Wands, which was, you know, the focus and really focusing on what you want. And with the Prince of Swords, there are three possibilities. And each of these possibilities are equal in dimension, in size, and in character. So I would recommend that you put the word out, put an ad in, and be very specific of who and what you want. And, yes, there will be three responses, and you get to choose which one you'd like. So at the end of the month, I would start now, and that person will show up ASAP.
Do you see me putting it out, like, on the Internet, or do you see it just kind of word of mouth and a bulletin board?
I see it on word of mouth, and I also see it in a newspaper, but not a normal newspaper. Is there a college nearby?
Actually, I live in a senior area, so I kind of have to have somebody that's more older.
Okay. Well, that's good too. But there's something about college, university, someone perhaps who has attended or who was a teacher, and the Prince of Swords is someone who is young in spirit, someone who is very creative. I'm describing your new roommate, by the way.
Okay.
And there will be three people who will apply, and very creative, very much centered, very much in their truth, and will be able to hold up their financial end of the bargain.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, because I think the roommate I have now, I'm thinking, like you say, I was kind of listening to your show prior to, and it's like, you know what thoughts are, and it's like, I'm kind of thinking, like, I was kind of really mad at first that she did this, because it's like a 2-week notice.
Yeah.
But then I came home tonight, and I go, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be mad about this. Maybe this was sort of meant to be, and I should be happy about it, even though it's going to, I have to struggle and get somebody in here ASAP.
See, when there's chaos, that means that the change wanted to happen anyway for both of you.
Okay.
So it's all in how you react to the situation that is going to determine how this outcome comes. So I would go ahead and hit the bulletin boards. I would hit the some kind of a newspaper that is not the regular newspaper, and I would do word of mouth. And like I said, three people will be coming in as fast as you can shake a stick.
Oh, I won't have a problem getting somebody in here by the 1st of July then.
I don't think so, unless you have some resistance to it. So I don't think you do. So I want you to just, in your meditations, open up to the possibility and just open and just say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because you got some resistance going on in there.
In me or in this house?
You want to take it to a different, just let it go. There's all kinds of stuff of doubting yourself and going into panic. So I want you to just say yes. I am open to receive this new person.
Okay.
And thank you for bringing three that I get to choose from. Okay, Evelyn?
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
All right, Evelyn. You let me
know
how this
works. Thank you for your help.
You bet.
Okay, will do. Okay, bye.
All right, Evelyn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I like it when people call a second time like that. So we're open to interrupt me at any time. So that was about a roommate situation and a crisis that came in. Okay, so let's go back to the reading where we're looking at our question, which is the Prince of Wands, which is staying focused and being out there and being available for what wants to happen. So I'm using myself as to be a speaker, because I did that at one time. Okay, so I've got that. So I'm being asked to be in harmony with the will of the whole. I can't just, it's not just my will. It has to be the will of the higher power. Okay, the second card, the Knight of Cups, to reach higher emotionally and spiritually to a higher plane to be able to do whatever you're going to do. You're going past ego. And I keep asking myself, how may my light be of service? Where is my light needed? And how may I serve with my light? And I also keep asking myself, is that ego or is that something else? Whenever situations come up, I say, is that from my ego? Or can I just surrender that and know that spirit is moving and doesn't want me in that particular situation? Or want somebody else to be a roommate? Okay, the third card is the Sun card, which is a major arcana. This is huge. Whatever you out there are thinking about creating, it's huge. And you're being asked to go for it without having the roadmap. And to be in the light and to say, just keep saying, okay, God, show me where my light is needed and show me how my light is needed. As I said earlier in the program, I could have gone out to this huge networking and run into 1,000 of my friends out there. 800 people were going to this event. And this was more important to be here on this radio program, to be of service to those out there. And it's taking me to a higher level also. So you found the ultimate source of light, which is whatever you've decided to do, back in that first card. And the last card is about what you're ready to, it's an answer, or it is what you're letting go of. And that's the Seven of Swords, futility. You're releasing the dark forces, any inconsistency, any despondency, any depression, any gloomy subconscious expectations, any mind chatter. This is all being released right here, right now. And whatever is trying to stop you. Now, you notice that Evelyn tried to nudge in those things. Well, maybe the house isn't right. Well, and I think I started hearing that. Did I allow that to go any further there? Mm-mm. It has nothing to do with that. She's being asked to just surrender, to know that Spirit is taking care of it. And she's being given the actions, which is to put an ad in some kind of a newspaper, unusual, and to do the bulletin boards and the power of the word of mouth. So be interested to hear what your question was, and if I can top it off with a little whipped cream here with how that I see that based on these four cards. And I do use the tarot cards, even for those people that I'm working on with the business consulting. Some people don't want them, and I just use my intuitive work. But, you know, the cards help jumpstart this. All right. So you're being called to your spiritual foundation to be in a constant state of listening grace, feeling grace, seeing, and we're all being called to a higher something. And if you'll use the power of being the magnet, and the power of radiating. If I'm radiating, that I have 10 new clients, and I'm radiating that, and I'm helping them with their crisis, I'm helping them start up a business, I'm coaching them, I'm doing a tarot reading, I'm just radiating all this wonderful energy. It's so exciting. All of a sudden, I become like a magnet. People say, oh, she's my solution. And it's like, shoop, people just kind of get, they get drawn right to the fact that I can help them start up a business. Because this is what I do. I coach people, and I use my intuitive gifts. And I have trained for them and with them. So I do personal development. I help you. If you have any fear patterns, we go in and we just take care of those. And I'm teaching people how to meditate. In fact, I have a new class that I'm going to be starting up on the teleconference, because most of you are in other areas, and it will be meditation. That's how I learned to open up to my intuitive capacity. And once I get to that place of inner peace, things and answers start coming to me so rapidly. I'm also doing empowerments. If you are interested in a peace empowerment, in a meditation empowerment, which opens the doors for meditation to go deeper, I have done dream empowerments where people are able to go into dream time. And what happens is I simply call them, oh, maybe a half hour before they're getting ready to go to bed, and we do an empowerment to bring answers forth. And the answers will come through their dreams. They write it down as soon as they get it, and then they email it to me, or we talk the next day. So empowerments are so exciting to do, and that brings in the visualizations to recharge, because some people are really exhausted. And you notice that some people are exhausted, and other people are just, whoa, they're just ready to go. So all of the skills and the tools, I was just talking about a few of them earlier, that being the Thurgist and the Kabbalist, and I'm really coming back into that a lot. I guess in my 25 years, I've studied a lot with different teachers and done a lot with Spirit or God, and just in the meditation, things will come up. And when we have the fears and blocks and challenges, it's very important that sometimes we need someone, a guide on the side, to help us walk us through. And what I've done is channeled whatever past lifetime that you were involved with and why you decided when you came into this life that there's a part of you that wants to sabotage because they don't want you to be glamorous or svelte or any number of things. There's usually some kind of a program down in there, and I'll channel that and have that part change whatever's going on with them. Usually comes from past lifetimes. I love to work with past lifetimes. And so in the mentoring, it involves masterminding. And with every person I work with, it is custom designed. I have no cut and dried, you know, established routine that I actually do. I get people in the organizer, first of all, so that you and I are on the same page. And then from there, we're able to have you write, journal, do the dream work, opening up to possibilities. And yes, I do have a whole program of, starting up a business, marketing, how to do all of that. So I have two sides. Remember, we were talking about the two powers, the power of being the magnetizer and the power of radiating. So I have, it's like I'm sitting in between the two sides of the brain, the right brain, the left brain. And it's pretty exciting because I can do coaching or the organizational stuff, and I can also go ahead and channel whatever wants to happen from spirit, your higher self. So I pulled a card to complete my program here tonight, and that is the Emperor, and that is Aries, a double Aries, as a matter of fact. As you're coming up to this Cancer new moon on June the 22nd, this is about nurturing yourself, and this is with this Emperor and this Aries to go with it. It is to start something new and to carry it through to completion between now and next Thursday when I shall be back again. My email is conrad3198@comcast.net. And I want you to keep sending out and radiating out so much love, so much joy, so much kindness, and so much gentleness. You're going to find that people will react to you in a much different way. And I want you to become the magnet for whatever you so desire. So that if you go here, go there, people will want to gift you with something that you have asked for or someone. Many people are looking for relationships. So here you go. Remember to treat each day as if it's the first and last day of your life. And that you could be making a difference for someone else out there. So I'd love to hear from you. Email me, conrad3198@comcast.net. And we'll see how my speaking engagement is going. I actually have one tomorrow. I have one scheduled for next month. Actually, two next month. So we'll see how many more come in, because I'm surrendering. This is what the message was from Spirit. Do more talks in front of people. I do radio and I do television, but you really don't see their eyes. Yeah. Okay. So my job, this is my mission, to intuitively translate your personal, business, and spiritual dreams and goals into measurable, long-term prosperity. Again, I'll read that. My purpose is to intuitively translate your personal, business, and spiritual dreams and goals into measurable, long-term prosperity, so that you can accomplish whatever you say you're going to accomplish. And many times it's, you need someone there who can see beyond your current situation, implement the solutions, and let go of those fears and doubts. Alrighty then. So I will be back next Thursday. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.